Welcome back to Soundtracks. You should just be passing the Washington and Athens County line.
With today's modern mechanized farming methods, this land is seen as too hilly to be good for farmland. But that was not always the case. Gerald Krebs, Ohio University sociology professor.
At the turn of the century, everybody was still farming with horses. You know, the first tractors come on the scene in agricultural production right about that time period. And we don't get serious about utilizing tractors in agricultural production still starting about 1910, 1912. And even then, still a lot of the agricultural production is still done by horses. If you've got a team of horses pulling a plow, one plow. It doesn't matter whether you're doing a flat country or whether you're doing in hill country. If you can find, again, a ridgetop or a meadow or a valley, kind of an alluvial plain from where a stream's been washing through, horses are very effective there.
The region remained prosperous until mechanization took over.
After World War II, you start to see some very distinctive changes in the way we go about the business of agriculture. The equipment gets dramatically bigger, quickly. And I'm not talking about not only the tractors, but I'm talking about the invention of combines. And we're talking about 12, 16 foot head. The head on the combine is 12, 16 feet long. You start talking about trying to combine wheat off a hillside with a combine that's got a head 16 feet long, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. What happens in time is that this part of the state of Ohio, because it's rolling hill country, becomes increasingly non-competitive in the agricultural commodities marketplace.
When agriculture declined, little else moved in to take its place. People left the area chasing dreams in big cities. Those that remained often were faced with failing farms, limited opportunities, and poverty. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson traveled this road from Marietta to Athens. There, at Ohio University, he discussed his creation of the Appalachian Regional Commission and his Great Society program.
I came out here to see you today because we can't always see poverty from the Capitol in Washington. But you can see it when you get out and ride the rivers and the range and the mountain and the hills and the poor soils of the five states that I'm going to visit today. Poverty hides its face behind a mask of affluence. But I call upon you to help me to go out there and unmask it and take that mask off of that face of affluence and let the world see what we have and let the world do something about it.
In the course of a century and a half, Appalachian Ohio had changed from the promised land to what some called America's third world.
Extractive industries had taken much of the wealth and left behind shattered communities and tattered dreams. Many left the area moving to factory jobs in the cities. But many stayed, because this was home. Here there were open spaces, neighbors, and family. They did what they could to get by. Careworn farmhouses and fading barns stand in silent testimony to people's struggle to survive. You should be approaching the bottom of Sharpsburg Hill, the junction of routes 550 and 377. This is checkpoint number 3. When you reach the intersection, go on to the next tract on the CD.